Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the lovely silsila Discourses of Attar. And continuing from our last episode, inshallah ta'ala, we will discuss a few advices, Madani pearls, of our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. Indeed, there are great rewards, countless benefits in fact, for reciting abundant durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. One such hadith, the summary and overview of which is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that person who recites durood, salat, salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Therefore, increase in your recitation of the durood sharif, of salawat, and inshallah ta'ala, you will see those benefits, inshallah. As mentioned, continuing from our last episode, our Bapa Jan, he further advises, those who desire being praised, those who desire being encouraged or given gifts because they have acquired a great deal of religious knowledge or they have achieved higher positions in perhaps religious examinations, or they have rendered much religious services. Maybe they have authored many books, performed such and such ibadat and virtuous deeds, or they have traveled with Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami for a long period of time. They should all learn some lesson from the following parable and make efforts, endeavors, to counter the attack of Satan. The companions of Sayyidina Nabi Isa, Ruhullah, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, they asked him, whose deed is sincere? Sayyidina Nabi Isa, ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, replied, the deed of only that person will be considered sincere who performs his deed solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he dislikes being praised by the people for that deed. Sayyidina Ya'qub Makfuf rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, a sincere person hides his good deeds as he hides his sins. Sayyidina Sari Saqati alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi has mentioned, if you offer 2 rak'at salah with sincerity in seclusion, this is better for you than even writing 70 or 700 authentically referenced ahadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, for a man to offer nafil salah at such a place where he would not be seen by the people is equivalent to 25 salah offered in the presence of people. Subhanallah. A saint has stated, ikhlas, sincerity, even for a moment, is the means of eternal salvation, but sincerity is very rarely found. Sayyidina Khawas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the person drinking the beverage of statehood, maybe authority over others, that person remains deprived of performing worship with sincerity. Sayyidina Fudail rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, to leave a deed for the sake of the people is ostentation, is showing off, and to perform the deed to impress people is minor polytheism, minor shirk. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from these diseases. Some awliya Allah, some friends of Allah, some saints have stated, when Allah Azza wa Jalla dislikes a person, He Azza wa Jalla bestows three things upon him, but deprives him of three other things. What are these three things? Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses him with the company of the pious, but deprives him of taking any advice from them. Allah Azza wa Jalla enables him to perform good deeds, but deprives him of sincerity. Allah Azza wa Jalla bestows wisdom upon him, but deprives him of truthfulness in it. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from these spiritual diseases which afflict many people. A wali, a saint of Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated, I repeated 30 years of my salah. Why I did so deserves some consideration. Listen carefully, dear viewers of Madani channel. He says, I would always offer salah in the first row of the masjid with the jama'ah. I maintained this routine for 30 years. One day, I was late due to some reason, and I missed the first row. I found a place in the second row, the second saf. I felt ashamed by the thought that what opinion people would have of me today. As this thought entered into my mind, I was able to realize that I would feel pleased when seen by the people in the first row. This was the cause of the happiness of my heart. Otherwise, I would not get ashamed by the thought that what would people think of me today? It is as if I had been offering salah in the first row for 30 years due to ostentation, riya, showing off. Therefore, that buzurg, that wali, that saint, he repeated 30 years of his salah, dear viewers of Madani channel. It is stated in a lengthy narration that a saint had passed away. One day, a person saw him in the dream, and he told this dreaming person, I once gave some charity in the presence of people who saw me giving this charity. I liked being looked at by the people on this occasion. After my demise, I was neither given any reward nor was I punished for that charity. When Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi was informed of this incident, he remarked that the deceased saint may have given charity with halal money, which is why he was not punished. This indeed is a great favor to him. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullah al-wali has stated, some preachers and some speakers, they feel delighted when people listen to them attentively and take their advices. Such a preacher claims that he is happy because Allah Azza wa Jal has made it easy for him to promote the religion. If a contemporary of his delivers speeches better than him, attracting more people, he resents this, getting dejected. If he was a sincere preacher and was delivering speeches for the promotion of the religion with the intention only of gaining the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, he would be grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for entrusting someone else with this great task. On such an occasion, Satan, Shaitan, the cursed one, put such evil thoughts, evil whisperings in his heart that you are dejected because people have started to listen to the speeches of somebody else instead of you. But because you have now been deprived of reward. If people had taken advices from you, you would have gained reward. Hence, it is right for you to get dejected because of being deprived of reward. In fact, this poor and naive preacher is unaware that it is a more virtuous and reward-earning act to delegate the task of preaching to somebody else who is more capable of it, rather than preaching to people single-handedly. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Furthermore, in Ihya al-Ulum, Hujjat al-Islam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated, hypocrisy of the heart, nifaq, hypocrisy of the heart, deception of Satan and evils of the nafs are extremely concealed things, hidden things. This is why it is said that two rak'at of salah offered by an alim, they are better than a year's worship performed by an ignorant person. Here, an alim refers to such a scholarly and knowledgeable person who is aware of the acute issues, the sensitive issues related to deeds, and is able enough to purify his deeds of those issues. As for an ignorant person, he is only concerned about the apparent worship and is deceived by the very same thing. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us all from this. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz bin Abi Rawad alayhi rahmatullahi al-jawad has mentioned, I have been the servant of this house, that is the Holy Kaaba, for 60 years and have performed 60 Hajj. I have performed 60 Hajj. When I carried out the accountability of my nafs, my lower self, regarding the deeds that I performed for Allah Azza wa Jal, by assessing my deeds and searching sincerity in them, I found the share of Satan in my deeds to be bigger than that of Allah Azza wa Jal. If only I would not be questioned about my deeds. If I fail to gain any profit, I should not also suffer any loss. Lack of sincerity, self-satisfaction, ostentation, showing off, etc. are the shares of Satan. Sincerity in good deeds is the share of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 12. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min al-dhanni inna ba'da al-dhanni ithmun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, avoid excessive assumptions. Verily, some assumption becomes a sin. Describing the wisdom of the prohibition of excessive assumptions, Allama Abdullah bin Umar Shirazi Baydawi alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has stated in Tafsir Baydawi, so that every Muslim would get cautious about every assumption and would ponder whether it is a good or a bad assumption. Also, describing the reason of declaring some of the assumptions to be sins in the above mentioned verse, Imam Fakhruddin Razi alayhi rahmatullahi al-hadi has stated, what someone has done appears to be wrong, but in fact it is not so. It is possible that he has done it forgetfully, or the observer has had some misunderstanding. There are two thought-provoking sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two ahadith, that refrain from bad suspicion. Certainly, a bad suspicion is the greatest lie, and the blood, wealth, and bad suspicion about a Muslim are haram, are prohibited. The definition of bad suspicion is as follows. To have a firm belief without any proof that so-and-so person is bad. Bad suspicion also causes inner diseases like grudge and jealousy, hasad. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْعِبَادَةِ. A good assumption is from good worship. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali has stated, only Allah Azza wa Jal knows the secrets of the heart. Therefore, it is not permissible for you to have a bad suspicion about anybody unless you have seen his evil deed so obviously, so openly, that it leaves you with no option for a good assumption. At that time, you will have to believe what you have seen. On the contrary, if you have neither seen his evil deed with your own eyes, nor have you heard it with your own ears, but still you have a bad suspicion about him in your heart, then you must realize that it is Shaitan who has put this thought in your heart. You should reject this satanic thought because this is the worst transgression. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala ali has further stated, even if somebody's mouth smells of alcohol, it is still not permissible to impose the shari'i sentence because it is possible that he may have taken the gulp of alcohol but have spat it out immediately without drinking it, or anyone else may have forced him into drinking alcohol. On the basis of these possibilities, it is not permissible to give credibility to one's assumptions and have a bad suspicion without shari'i proof about a Muslim being a drinker, etc. Bad suspicion indeed is a dangerous and destructive evil that can lead to the fire and the pits of hell. It is fard, it is absolutely necessary, compulsory, to know its essential rulings as well as its cure of bad suspicion. InshaAllah ta'ala, more advices from our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, we will receive inshaAllah ta'ala about cures for bad suspicion. So please stay tuned, stay with Madani channel, and may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability of understanding His beautiful deen, to refrain from bad suspicion, and to always try our best to practice the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Join us next time on the silsila Discourses of Attar, where we will discuss inshaAllah ta'ala cures for bad suspicion and much more. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.